This book is dedicated to the undefeated and retired babyweight champion of the world, and Mighty Joe, without whom the book might not have been born, and my old friends Shirley Stewart and Bill Seeley, and friends and fellow writers of my Northern California days, Cleo, Maria, Carol, Dorothy, Jim, Carolyn, Candy, Lee, and others. And, once again, to the people of the page, who give me so much more than I can ever give them. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring, and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes, the New International Version. A Brief History of the Vampires. Blood Genesis. In the beginning were the spirits. They were invisible beings, heard and seen only by the most powerful sorcerers or witches. Some were thought to be malevolent. Some were praised as good. They could find lost objects, spy upon enemies, and now and then affect the weather. Two great witches, Makari and Maharit, lived in a beautiful valley on the side of Mount Carmel, and they communed with the spirits. One of these spirits, the great and powerful Amel, could, in his mischief-making, take blood from human beings. Tiny bits of blood entered the alchemical mystery of the spirit, though how, no one knew. But Amel loved the witch Makari, and was ever eager to serve her. She saw him as no other witch ever had, and he loved her for it. One day the troops of an enemy came, soldiers of the powerful Queen Akasha of Egypt. She wanted the witches, she wanted their knowledge, their secrets. This wicked monarch destroyed the valley and the villages of Makari and Maharit, and brought the sisters by force to her own kingdom. Amel, the furious, familiar spirit of the witch Makari, sought to punish the queen. When she lay dying, stabbed over and over by conspirators of her own court, this spirit, Amel, entered into her, fusing with her body and her blood and giving her a new and terrifying vitality. This fusion caused a new entity to be born into the world, the vampire, the blood drinker. From the blood of this great vampire queen, Akasha, all the other vampires of the whole world were born over the millennia. A blood exchange was the means of procreation. To punish the twins who stood opposed to her and her new power, Akasha blinded Maharit and tore the tongue from Makari. But before they could be executed, the steward of the queen, Kaman, a newly made blood drinker himself, passed on to the twins the powerful blood. Kaman and the twins led a rebellion against Akasha, but they could not stop her cult of blood drinker gods. Eventually the twins were captured and separated, sent out as castaways, Maharit into the Red Sea, and Makari into the great ocean to the west. Maharit soon found familiar shores and thrived, but Makari, carried across the ocean to lands yet undiscovered and unnamed, vanished from history. This was 6,000 years ago. The great Queen Akasha and her husband, King Enkil, went mute after 2,000 years, maintained like statues in a shrine by elders and priests that believed Akasha contained the sacred core, and that if she should be destroyed, all the blood drinkers of the world would die with her. But by the time of the Common Era, the story of the blood genesis was completely forgotten. Only a few elder immortals passed on the tale, though they did not believe it even as they told it. Yet blood gods, vampires, dedicated to the old religion, still reigned in shrines throughout the world. Imprisoned in hollowed-out trees or brick cells, these blood gods starved for blood until the holy feasts at which they were brought offerings, evildoers to judge and condemn and feast upon. At the dawn of the Common Era, an elder, a keeper of the divine parents, abandoned Akasha and Enkil in the desert for the sun to destroy them. All over the world, young blood